Jennifer Whitelaw.
Well, I have the honor of introducing my co-worker, my mentor, and most importantly, my wonderful friend, Teresa Morin. Teresa and I first met when we were representing our respective clients for a downtown high-rise groundbreaking. And I remember thinking, wow, she's pretty cool. Fortunately, it didn't end up being just a one-way sentiment because years later, when I fell for a Navy officer who didn't seem to have a whole lot of control about being moved around the country, I folded my firm into Teresa's. And that was 13 years ago, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Best career decision I ever made. Teresa has a brilliant mind for PR and marketing, and she is also one of the most down-to-earth people I have ever met in my life. And she has wonderful ethics to boot. Many of you don't know this, but Teresa was actually a pioneer in the legal marketing field. A while ago, there was a handful of professionals who basically created what is now a C-level marketing position in most major law firms. And at the time, the firm here locally that she was doing this for gave her the title of project coordinator because they didn't want anybody to know that they were doing marketing. How times change. Eventually, Teresa struck out on her own, and in 1992, she formed TW2 Marketing. She's grown the firm consistently. She's won all kinds of awards, although none as prestigious as this. She has been booked as a speaker. She has judged professional competitions. And she's got all kinds of clients that have been with our firm for more than 10 years, and even one that's been with the firm since almost the beginning. She's also always made time to represent nonprofit and charity firms on a pro bono basis. And for me, Teresa's body of work and her giving to other people throughout her career makes her such a wonderful fit for this award. So, Teresa, congratulations.
So much of what we do is promoting our clients that every once in a while when we get an honor, it feels really good. So thank you so much to the Press Club. And there's two things I really like about the Press Club. Number one is the fact that it supports the students. And now more than ever, we need good journalists. So thank you. So I thank my Press Club colleagues for the support they give the students, and congratulations to all of you. You have picked a very honorable profession, and go forth and do great things for all of us. The other thing that I really enjoy about the Press Club is it brings us all together, those of us in the communications field. There's a saying that when reporters leave the profession and go into public relations, that they've gone into the dark side. And those of us in PR hope that that's said with a bit of humor and in tongue-in-cheek, because we obviously are very passionate about what we do. And I thank the Press Club for bringing us all together, the working media, the writers, the editors, the reporters, the photographers, the PR people, the students, and everyone else, so we can learn from each other. And we can understand the value that we all bring to the communication spectrum. So thank you to my Press Club. colleagues for this award. Really quickly, shout out to our clients. None are here tonight, but I really feel like we have to thank them anyway. The trust that they put in us on a daily basis to go forth and tell their stories is so incredible to me. And they pay us to do it on top of that, which is really nice too. But the honor to work with the companies that we work for is in and of itself just so invaluable to me. And I know my team feels the same way. And speaking of my team, I have to give them a huge shout out because I would not be here if it wasn't for them. We have a saying at TW2 that TW2 rocks. And we do. We're a bunch of badass women that go to work every day and we get the job done. We are women. We are 8 women strong. The reason why there's no men is because when we're hiring, we always hire the best person for the job. And today, it's always been women. So I love my team. They are my family. And in alphabetical order, they are Sarah Austin, Andrea Camacho, April Enriquez, who can't be here tonight because she's at home on maternity leave, Carol McAvoy, Nicole Hagman, Elizabeth Bellick, and of course, Jennifer Whitelock. And I share this award with you guys. I love you guys. Two more thank yous, and then I will leave the stage. First of all, as much fun as I've had in my career, the absolute best job I've ever had is being a mom. I am so glad that my son Andy and my daughter-in-law, Michelle, are here tonight. My son Kyle lives in Boston, so he couldn't join us. But as much fun as I've had and all the great things I've done professionally, being your mom is the most wonderful thing of all. And last, but definitely not least, I have to thank the other TW2, Tom Warren. Now, many of you know Tom Warren as an Emmy Award, Press Club Award-winning photojournalist, chief photographer at Channel 8, who retired last year after 44 and a half years in the profession. He is a legacy among TV news people, and I'm fortunate enough to call him my husband. His name's on the door, but we kiddingly say that the reason why we've been married for 38 years, very happily by the way, is because we've never actually worked together. But he is the other, he is the other TW2. And Tom, I know that you've given up many of your dreams so I could pursue mine. And for that, I am forever grateful. I love you. So thank you all.